NVIDIA, the world's leading chip maker, made headlines yesterday with news that it will invest $5 billion in Intel and partner with the struggling semiconductor giant. The two companies plan to collaborate on custom data centers, powering artificial intelligence infrastructure, along with new personal computer products. To break down what this means, this deal for both companies and the tech industry, we're joined by Dan Ives. He's Managing Director and Senior Equity Analyst at Wedbush Securities. Dan, good morning.
Great to be with you.
Thanks for being here. NVIDIA, the world's hottest chip maker right now, while Intel has been struggling, as we know. How surprising was this $5 billion partnership, and what does it signal about where the industry is headed?
Look, I mean, it's NVIDIA's world. Everyone else is paying rent. And you look Intel. I mean, Intel, it's been a black eye moment for years for them. So this is, look, it's, you look at the government's 10% ownership in Intel, and now NVIDIA. It's a champagne, pop to champagne moment for them, because this brings them into the AI game. Look, for NVIDIA, it's doubling down on U.S. investment, but it's also, this is going to help them just get further and further into a good spot with Trump, and I think that's also at play here as well. You know, just given where Intel sits.
Intel shares, they went up about 25% on the news. It was like the biggest one-day gain in, I don't know how many, in decades, really. Do you see this as being sustainable, this momentum, or is it more of a short-term market reaction?
Look, this potentially could change the whole story at Intel. And, you know, when you look at NVIDIA, there's no more powerful company in the world. So now this would catalyze their growth. And I think, you know, Intel now goes to what could be an investable stock. And it hasn't been like that the last few years. It's been catch a falling knife type of stock. And I think now this is changing. But also it speaks to, it's an arms race going on between the U.S. and China. And at the end of the day, you cannot have Intel being such a laggard. And I think, look, that's why you saw the investment from government 10%, and now, of course, NVIDIA.
What's in it for NVIDIA to do this?
Look, for them, it diversifies in terms of just some more investment in the U.S. But realistically, for NVIDIA, this is like giving – this should be the equivalent of, like, you giving someone $5. Like, you know, like this – this for them, it's $5 billion to NVIDIA, is still pretty small, as insane as it sounds. So they're basically just making a bet on Intel, diversifies, helps Intel. And also with PCs, the view that like AI is going to be to the consumer when it comes to PC and it comes to applications, it helps. Take a shot on that aspect.
Does this put NVIDIA in its own category? All these other chip makers, are they running away from this thing?
Oh, I mean, NVIDIA, the Scottie Scheffler of tech.
I like that.
I mean, they're a little pre-Ryder Cup there. They're in a different world. That's why the irony is, like, there's one chip in the world fueling the AI revolution. And that CEO, godfather of AI, Jensen, he's wearing a black leather jacket. And that's why China knows that as well. Because when you look at Huawei compared to Intel, Intel and Huawei almost been in similar situations in what's happened in China. NVIDIA, that's the gold standard. That's why they'll take a third rate NVIDIA chip over Huawei. It would be like, would you rather go to Peter Luger's or eat a White Castle hamburger?
Right.
You're on fire with these metaphors.
It's early and he's getting it going.
Hey, man, a few cups of coffee.
Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company, they've been, you know, NVIDIA's key manufacturing partner. Now, NVIDIA gains access to Intel's, you know, foundries. What kind of ripple effect does that create for Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company and just the global supply chain?
Yeah, it's a great question. Look, TSMC, Taiwan, that continues to be the hearts and lungs of NVIDIA. So that will be their core artery. So when it comes to Intel, this diversifies a bit and gives them more access on x86 or call it the PC ecosystem. But when it comes to like who's their first call to, what's the key to NVIDIA, it's TSMC. And that continues to be a stock along with Broadcom that we're bullish on. Look, and we've talked about it on your show a bunch, but like you take a step back, this AI revolution is spreading. That's why it's going to be a tech bull market the next few years. And Intel is basically saying like, hey, this AI party, we've talked about, it's 10 p.m. Party goes to 4 a.m. Intel doesn't want to be on the outside looking through the windows saying, oh, I wish I was in there.
All right. Dan Ives, Managing Director, Senior Equity Analyst, Wedbush Securities. Always appreciate your insight on issues like this, and have a great weekend.
You too.
I appreciate the metaphors because it sort of explains what's happening here.
Yes.
And $5 billion to them is $5 to me. Yikes.
And this is where, I mean, we talk a lot about AI, but these chips are really going to end up being where it's at. Mm-hmm. And you start pairing what these chips are able to do with what AI is capable of, and that's when the game really kind of changes. And so it really is a race to the top, and NVIDIA is they're on a big time track here.
And you know, I was wondering too, and I didn't get a chance to ask Dan, is this, you know, a national security play as much as a business deal, you know, especially given the competition with China and the semiconductors? So I didn't get the chance.
Well, then you start looking into, is this good that the United States is kind of brokering these deals, right? That continues to be a main topic as well, mm-hmm. because the administration brokered a 10% stake in this company.
Mm-hmm.
So it does, there are some major questions there.
And speaking of China and the United States, the president is going to be talking to Xi Jinping on the phone sometime today, and they're going to be talking about TikTok and a few other items, but they have a framework for a deal, and so hopefully they can secure a deal, and if that happens, there's a possibility that the two may meet face-to-face to sign this deal, but we don't know a whole lot about it, especially when it comes to that algorithm.
I mean, Congress passed a law saying this should be banned.
Mm-hmm.
Supreme Court upheld that, but yet here we are. Everyone's still on TikTok.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, banned unless ByteDance divests the company, which apparently is going to happen. But I was reading a story.
That was months ago, though.
Well, right. And this seems to say, like, the real sticking point was the algorithm. Seems like China might still be able to control that.
Well, we'll see, and we'll keep an eye on that. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, the outgoing Wayne State University president, well, she gets a nice severance package on her way out. Tell you about it coming up.